Log Talk Radio.
Chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buff like hives and fly to true ambition. To them numbers just multiply, then we can start to building. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland, make all of you governments die.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Friday. Friday, November the 16th, 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, my brothers, as always, my sister, got another powerful show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time as it, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to jump right in. Got a powerful topic for you today. Today, we want to talk about true, authentic free will. True, authentic free will. This is a part of the hidden geometria codes. The free will that we have today is not free will. Your free will was taken from you a long time ago, or from our ancestors. I am in the process of driving, so I apologize for any background noise. Got to pick my daughter up from college. So the call do drop, just like as always, just hang on the line. I will call back in, and we'll continue the show. If it disconnects early, you know, if we are almost done, then we'll just call it a wrap. But again, I do apologize for any background noise that you may hear. But you guys know I'm always multitasking. I enjoy what I do. I would do this 24/7, 365. That's my free will. Today, my brothers and sisters, wow. I gotta, as my good buddy Jay Money would say, I gotta keep it straight. I gotta shoot it to you straight. Brothers and sisters, I was doing a one-on-one with one of my clients, our brother Jasper. I called him Jay Money. And we were talking about today's topic without talking about it, which is there is an internal monologue that is running behind the scenes. When we talk about true, authentic free will, when we talk about you being you, when we talk about why certain things affect you and certain things don't, witches and wizards, the Bible says it is done unto you as you believe. That is free will. Free will is not what we've been taught. Free will, true authentic free will, is the thing Jasper, I call him J Money, and we were talking about split personalities. We were talking about bipolar disorder, so to speak, or we were talking about how we have what the Bible calls double-mindedness. Double-mindedness is your free will going up against your free will, meaning your true free will is going against your fake free will. Fake free will is the ideal that you have freedom to choose what you want to be and what you want to do. That is fake. That's an illusion. That is not true. Because if you had true free will, even if you had limited free will, right now you would choose to be rich. You would choose to be wealthy. If you had been given or told, excuse me, that you had cancer, you would use your free will, if you had it, and you would choose not, or you would choose to be cancer-free, would you not? I don't know nobody that would volunteer to basically stay in an environment of free will, meaning that you would choose to have and not have freedom of expression. I don't know nobody that would choose to be poor. I don't know nobody that would choose to be sick. I don't know nobody that would choose to be dumb. I don't know nobody that would choose to be disrespected, lied to, and beaten in a relationship. Yet, people, that happens every day. And people say, excuse me, they have free will. So if you have free will, when you make the choice to be free, how come you're not free? And I made the choice to be wealthy almost 50 years ago. Why am I not wealthy? If I chose, I got free will. As you would tell me, You've been told that you have free will, and you are exercising your free will, yet or your will optimize. You. Since you are fake, your free will is fake. Now you fake, but you don't know you're fake. How do I know that you? The fact that you can't see means that you have free will that's not real, meaning that you're in an illusion. You have the illusion of free will. You have the illusion of freedom. If you think you're free, do what you want on your own property. Go out, and if you live in the city, like I do, in a deed-restricted neighborhood, I cannot plant a garden in my front yard. I cannot paint my house purple. I cannot tear down or have a dilapidated fence. I cannot not cut my grass. Code compliance would come out. They would issue me a citation. I thought I had free will. I thought I had freedom. And the speed limit is 65. So that means I cannot. I choose to drive 75, but I have something called a speed limit that says I can only drive 65. If I violate that law. With my free will, I get a citation or a ticket. And since I'm a black man, I might get shot or taken to jail for driving while black. So do you really have free will? You got the illusion of free will. True, authentic free will is only given to true, authentic people. And if you're not truly authentic, okay, Brother Will, that sounds great, brother. But how do I be truly authentic? That is the purpose of the kingdom meeting as friends. So I teach people how to be truly authentic. Because it's really interesting, because we think we are, therefore we are not. What does that mean in English? In English, that simply means that each and every one of us, we are going through life and we are engaging in activities based upon our problems that we perceive to be real. This is the greatest trick. The devil, if you want to use that word, is a con man or woman. Our frequency, a wave of vibration. Now, let me. I don't know anybody that to look me in the eye and tell me, Doc, I have no problems. I am happy as a lark. I love my lot. I love my life. I love my liberty. The three L's. Lot, life, liberty. I don't know nobody that can make that statement. I've just gotten to the point that I can make that statement. Now, let me explain very succinctly and very slowly. Your DNA has codes that are turned off. There are certain phrases, there are certain words that will turn your DNA code on. Those are only activated when you are authentic. That's the purpose of the life management system. That's the purpose of everything that I've been doing. That's the purpose of me. They sure feel. They sure appear like they are problems. Because the enemy wants you to think. Because remember, think, that's mindset. Talk, that's language. Behavior, that's action. That is the three steps. That's the result of how you feel or think. Now, those feelings that you have right now come from the ideal that there's something missing in your life. Those feelings that you have right now come from the fact that you have a perceived problem or disconnect from the one, from the source of all, from God. There is a thought that you are having right now. You are having this thought that says, something's missing in my life. I got to go find it. I got to go take a class. I got to enroll in a course. I got to do this or I got to do that. So it is this ideal that something's missing in your life that makes you a human getting instead of a human being. And so you are no longer being, now we are all getting. Everybody is getting. We're all going somewhere. Nobody is at. I came into the depth of understanding free will. This is true, authentic free will. True, authentic free will is the under over and understanding that you have everything that you need for God, life and godliness. That means that even, excuse me, when you lose, you win. That is true authentic free will. True authentic free will is what, you know, as I was explaining or sharing with you, and I was explaining that everybody is being, but they are not seeing that they are being or beating. It is the inability to see. See what? What do you do every day? Do you see your greatness? Can you see your value? If I'm a betting man, I'm putting all my money on the fact that you can't see your own worth and value. Why is that? Because of the distractions by trumpet. Outside demonstration is overriding inside revelation. If I'm a betting man, I'm going to put all my money on the fact that right now your internal monologue has been overwritten, and therefore it is destroying your external dialogue. If I'm a betting man, your inner voice is not activating the new heaven and the new earth. Your inner voice is not activating your DNA. Your inner voice is not determining your choice, because your inner voice, that's your true authentic free will, is your inner voice. Your inner voice comes from attaching to and seeing clarity. That gives you confidence. That confidence gives you certainty. That certainty gives you connectivity. That connects you back to God. And since you're not connected, if you're not connected to God, you are connected to the anti-God. Now, the only excuse me, the only way to be connected to God is clarity. The clarity of who I am to be. So free will is actually authenticity. Free will is actually the connectivity that comes from your competency, that comes from your clarity. Clarity of what, Brother Will? Clarity that your problem is actually your product. What do you mean, Brother Will? Right now, your perceived problem is actually your product. What does that mean, Brother Will? That means that you should be helping me think the way you think. That's what you should be doing. What does that mean? Will, I'm doing okay. I'm not interested. Yeah, but Will, you understand what I've done? I'm still not interested. People tell me what they are doing. I'm not interested. Brothers, you don't know what I've done. I'm not interested. Yeah, Brother Will, but I feel ashamed. I feel guilty. I feel fear. Bam. That's what we call free will. Free will is fear, doubt, and unbelief. And then we make choices based upon fear, doubt, and unbelief. See, I'm making a choice right now to drive the speed limit out of a fear that I'm going to get a ticket. I really don't want to drive the speed limit. I want to use my free will to drive fast. However, there's a law. There's signs posted everywhere that says speed limit. So if I don't limit my free will and act accordingly, I get penalized. So do you. That's fear-based. That's the total opposite of the kingdom. The kingdom is faith-based. The kingdom, true free will is making decisions out of faith. True free will has nothing to do with fear. Fear, doubt, and unbelief is false evidence appearing real. That's what we call free will. Fear is free will. That's what they give us. They give us, excuse me, the illusion. Excuse me, had a glass of water. Some wada, as they say in the old school churches. Wada. Fear is not faith. And faith is not fear. But those two are packaged together and sold. Don't believe me, go to church on Sunday and watch. Listen to the preacher. Listen to what he says. He's saying, if you don't do blank, then blank. Please listen very carefully to what the preacher says. Please listen very carefully to what most people say. Most people sell in fear. They're not selling faith. If you don't sign up to my, if you don't sign up for the Kingdom Ministries Training Center, you're still gonna be blessed. I'm not selling fear. I sell faith. I'm just telling you, I'm just gonna help you see you faster. You're still gonna get to where you need to be, because you're already where you need to be. You're still gonna remove the blinders so that way you can see that everything that you're trying to be, you already are. It's automatic. Why? God is going to do it, not me. I'm sent by God to help you. If you don't want my help, good. You're still going to get there. If you want to join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, email me at masterteachers33.com@gmail.com. If you don't, please continue to tune into my free show. I love you either way. I'm not going to try to bribe. I'm not going to do no clever marketing scheme. I'm not going to blow your email up sending you no freaking marketing campaign. I'm not trying to talk you into, because if I talk you into joining, I got to talk you into staying. That's too much energy. If you can't see the worth and value of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, then it's not for you. If you can't see the worth and value in you, then you are not being you. That's free will. Free will is the ability for you to make a decision to see you. That is free will. Free will has nothing to do with you making choices and decisions to go somewhere or do something. Free will has nothing to do with me driving the speed limit. That's just a decision, a poor decision. If I choose not to abide by the laws of the land, that's a bad choice. That ain't free will. Excuse me. Free will is when you see you. Because guess what? The moment you see you, then that allows you to be you. The moment that you can see you, that allows you to be you. The moment that you can see you, you can be you. You say it again. Because you're not authentic. Why? You can't see. Why? You have fear, doubt, and unbelief. Why? Somebody made you feel like you had no worth or no value. Or somebody made you feel ashamed. Or you feel guilty. Why do you feel guilty? Because you did something wrong. Why did you do something wrong? Because you didn't see your true authentic. Because the definition of wrong was established by somebody else. It wasn't established by you. So you think you're overweight. Why? You read an article that was not written by you that says that if you're 6 feet tall and you weigh more than 200 pounds, that's considered obese. But you didn't write the article. You didn't do the research. You're not the doctor. You didn't determine that. Somebody else did, and somebody gave that to you. So everything that you do in your life was determined by somebody else, not you. All the definitions of the words that you use were determined by somebody else, not you. All the feelings that you have was given to you by somebody else, not you. Therefore, they're not real. They're not authentic. They're somebody else. So your definitions of me no longer determines my feelings about me. That's free will. Free will is when you decide to align your mind with God's design. That's free will. True, authentic free will is when you make a decision, my brother, when you make a decision, my sister, to align your mind with God's design. That's free will. Everything else is false. Everything else is fake. Everything else is phony, false, fake, phony. There's a lot of false, fake, phony people. Now, they don't know that they're false, that they're fake, and that they're phony. So we got a bunch of actors. People get married and both parties act because that's what they were told. They're trained that way. We were all trained. I just decided, man, I don't want to be fake. I don't want to be false. I don't want to be phony. I'm tired of the three L's. I don't want to be fake, false, and phony anymore. So I made a decision to be authentic. So in order to be authentic, I have to stop being fake, false, and phony. And it is my prayer that you make a decision today to stop being fake, false, or phony, and that you be authentic. How do you do that? Fall in love with your design. So that way you can shine. Fall in love with your design. That way you can align with God's mind. Fall in love with your design, not mine. So that way you can shine. Fall in love or elevate in love. So that way you can shine. How are you going to shine? Because you're going to align with God's mind. What happens when you align your mind or your design with God's mind? Then God begins to operate in you as you, and he manifests himself through you. Brothers and sisters, guess what happens? That dog hunts right there. That's a powerful thing, because then you become authentic, and then you can exercise free will. You see, brothers and sisters, free will does exist. But the definition that of free will was given to us by this harmonious arrangement. Now it is time for you to actually determine for yourself who you are designed to be. Not do, be. Who are you? Like, really, who are you? Not what you do. Who are you being? Now, think about the question before you answer it. Who are you being? What is the vibration that you're sending out? Is the vibration you sending out the same vibration that was sent in or put in? Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Is the vibration that you're sending out the same vibration that is within? Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that one more time. Is the vibration that you're sending out the same vibration that God put in? Probably not. That means that you're not authentic. That means that you're not exercising free will. I didn't read about this in the book. This is real life. I was fake, but I thought I was real. The reason I knew I was fake because I didn't have no emotions. I didn't have no feelings. I had feelings, but they were counterfeit feelings. It was stuff I saw on TV. It was learned behavior. It was learned helplessness. It was learned hopelessness. Brothers and sisters, who are you being right now? How did you come to the process of thinking and making decisions and choices the way that you think? How do you think? How did you come to the decision today to tune into this show? How did that happen? Did you just walk up? How did you determine that there's worth and value in this show? How did you determine? How did you come to the choice and the decision to marry the person you married? How did you come to the choice and decision to work at the job that you work at? How did you come into this job? How? What was the process? What did you consider when you decided to purchase the home that you live in? How? How? See, we, have you questioned the nature of your reality? Have you sit down and asked, how did I get here? How, what was the choice and the decisions that landed me in the position that I am today? How? How did this happen? Because, see, if you keep saying that, guess what happens? If you keep examining it, you start to see it. The fact that you haven't examined it, that's what I do for a living. I'm an examiner. I'm a researcher. I'm a didactic teacher. I examine, I question questions. Have you questioned any questions today? What questions have you asked? Questions about questions, not answers. See, very few people questions. What I'm asking you to do, most people have never even thought about doing or being. So I'm asking you today, I'm asking you to please ask questions about the questions that you're not asking. Because when you start asking questions about the questions, the universe starts to reveal answers. And those answers, that's free will. Free will, brothers and sisters, is not what you and I have been taught. Oh, brothers and sisters. Free will, true, authentic free will, really doesn't exist on this planet. It's a beautiful thing. Free will. Now, again, I'm talking about the real deal, holy thing. I'm not talking about the fake stuff. Free will is the freedom to question the nature. Ooh, excuse me. Wow. Sorry about that. Free will is when you are free to question you. Not other people, not other things. Free will is when you do something called introspective inspections. When you go internally and you examine the examiner, the observer. Free will is the ability to observe the observer. That's you. That's free will. Free will is not the stuff that we do right now today. That's not free will. Free will is the inner knowing that comes from destroying the nature of your reality. Free will is when you destroy the ego. Free will is when you tear your paradigm apart and rebuild it from scratch. And tear that apart and rebuild it from scratch. And tear that apart and rebuild it from scratch. Free will is giving yourself permission to be yourself. Free will is giving yourself permission to destroy yourself. Free will is when you are just a full-time job. You don't have no time to talk about it and examine or listen to no other rhetoric because you are talking about and listening to your own rhetoric. That's free will. Free will is when you make the decision to be you. That's free will. Free will has nothing to do with making choices and the decision about what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink and what you're going to wear. That's not free will. Free will is when you look in the mirror and say, am I real? That's free will. Free will, brother. Free will, sister, is when you look in the mirror and you are honest with yourself. And you say to yourself, I am not being authentic. That's free will. Free will is when you look in the mirror and you say, the problem that I see is a solution that allows me to be. That's free will. Free will is the ability to see the problem and say that, damn, that ain't no problem. That's actually a solution. Free will is when you embrace your problems as your solutions. That's free will. Free will is when you take what the enemy meant for evil and you use it for good. That's free will. Free will is when you stop asking God to take this thorn from me. And then you embrace that that thorn is actually an asset instead of a liability. That's free will. Free will is when we stop moaning and we stop complaining and we stop whining and we stop searching and we stop seeking and we stop going and we stop doing and we stop all of this having and we start being. That's free will. Free will, my brothers, free will, my sisters, is what I was talking to when I was talking to Brother Jasper today. And the brother said, Doc, speak to me plainly, brother. And I was breaking down Brother Jasper's numbers. And Brother Jasper kept telling me, Doc, I'm not being real. I have a split personality. I need to get rid of that split personality. Free will is when Brother Jasper makes it okay for him to be okay. That's free will. Free will is when you, like Brother Jasper, can say the same thing that the Bible says. When Paul asked God to take this thorn, this messenger of Satan, from me. And in the scripture it says that my grace is sufficient for thee. Because the messenger, that thorn was given to you. Why? So that way you don't become conceited. That's free will. Free will is when Brother Jasper can accept and say, like me, I'm a functional illiterate and I'm not trying to improve it. I accept the fact that I'm a functional illiterate and I'm still gonna see you at the top. I'm still gonna walk through the valley of shadow and death and fear no evil. With my functional illiteracy, no weapon formed against me will prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. With, even though I'm a functional illiterate, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. When Brother Jasper sees his split personality as an asset instead of a liability, and he takes that split personality and he teaches everybody else on the damn planet that got a split personality how to become a millionaire with a split personality. I ain't trying to get rid of it. I'm trying to monetize it. That's free will. Free will is when you honestly accept your flaws and monetize them. That's free will. Free will is when you take the lot, when you take the life, and when you take the love that God has given you. And you say, greater is he that's in me. Free will is when you see yourself the way God does. That's free will. Free will is when Brother Jasper can honestly feel. See, the enemy wants you to feel ashamed. The enemy wants you to feel embarrassed. The enemy wants you to feel hurt. The enemy wants you to feel guilty because he knows that separates you from being from authenticity. That's free will. Free will ain't got nothing to do with where I'm going to eat, what I'm going to wear, what I'm going to drink, all of this worldly bullshit that we engage in. That is not free will. That's a free distraction. So if Brother Jasper is not able to accept himself the way God accepts him, you think God is trying to change him? God is the one that made him. God made me a functional illiterate, or he allowed me to be a functional illiterate. Who am I to tell God, God, you don't know what the hell you're doing? Let me go and take a class. Let me go and enroll in a course. Because, you know, I got a problem. I got problems. I spoke with Brother Jasper this morning. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Jay Money. And one thing about Brother Jasper, he always tell me, Doc, you ain't got to coddle me, brother. Talk to me straight. I respect that. That's a man's man. He got something called conies. A lot of people don't have those. I don't know what happened. Men don't have, a lot of men, they got conies no more. Brothers, especially men, it's time. Y'all need to let your balls drop. Take them back from your wife. She probably got them on a shelf in a jar. Put them back down there where they're supposed to be. Look yourself in the mirror. Because guess what? You don't need saving. You don't need fixing. You ain't broken. You ain't flawed. You ain't ignorant. You ain't confused. Stop buying what the devil's selling. You man is the likeness of your father. Your flaw is your gift. That flaw is not a flaw. Courses, ain't no freaking books, ain't no 700-page Dear Kinnear report. One freaking sheet of paper that is broken down into one word. When I look at Jay Money's report, he's a Life Path 9, Expression 4, Soul Urge 5, and Outer Personal number 8. Now, Brother Jasper gave me the permission already. Nobody got to email me about, I don't know why you put that brother stuff out there, brother. The brother already gave me permission to use his information. So nobody got to call me or email me. Let me make sure you understand. It is time for us to grow up. People are walking around hiding. You got to be like, one thing I respect about Brother Jasper, brother ain't afraid to be himself. I got people walking around, oh, but brother, don't tell nobody my numbers, brother. They're going to just, you know, those witches, and they're going to use it against me. People are scared to put their own freaking picture on Facebook. Everybody's walking around scared of their own damn shadow. That is not free will. That means you ain't got no cojones. Stand up and be a man. Or stand up and be a woman. If you're short, own it. If you're functionally illiterate, own it. You got a split personality, monetize it. Go all the way to the bank. We can meet in the Bahamas or the Barbados and sip pina coladas. All the functional illiterates, we're going to all get together. We're going to be functional illiterate together. All the way to the bank. It is time, our brothers and sisters, for playing church. It is time for us to grow a pair. Look the devil in the eye. And it's time to get the I wish a Negro would mentality. I'm not coddling nobody no more, man. I'm not doing that. Brother Jay Money gave me the green light. He said, Doc, it is time for you to tell people what you see and what you know. And that is very true. Now, I've already came to that conclusion. I just thank God because God gave me confirmation today with my 101 with Brother Jasper. And I appreciate the brother telling me, man, sometimes you got to call a P-U-S-S-Y, a P-U-S-S-Y. And sometimes I've been acting like a P-U-S-S-Y. And a lot of us have, a lot of us men, there's freaking too many feminized men walking around. And then there's too many freaking masculine women. Women, y'all need to be women. If you're a freaking woman, you should be a woman. If you're a man, you should be a man. I'm a man. I don't want to be a woman. And I'm a man, and I like women. I ain't no man that like men, that like men. Thank you very much. I know no disrespect for people who do, but if that's you, boo-boo, hey, you do you. I'm simply saying you need to be authentic. How can you be authentic if you don't accept your design? I am not designed to be no woman. I ain't got no ovaries. So therefore, you ain't going to see me walk around acting like no damn woman. This society that we live in is promoting this trans bullshit. Now, I understand that there is no marriage. There is no giving and receiving of marriage in heaven. Well, right now, we in a body. So until I transfigure out by the chill, I got something called cojones. And guess what? I'm going to use mine. I'm screwing mine back on, J-Money. I'm taking them out the jar. I'm putting them back on. I recommend if you got some, use them. If you got ovaries, use them. What am I saying? Be you, boo-boo. Stop being fake. Free will. Free will, you accept the way the universe designed you, and you stop fighting against the prick. Stop trying to be something you ain't. I am not 6'5". Therefore, I ain't going to try to be 6'5". I ain't going to walk around and act like I'm 6'5". Because what's happening, I'm going to run up on somebody who is 6'5". I'm going to get my ass whooped. So you need to be who you are. You need to monetize. You need to master your space. Stop trying to master mine or somebody else's. That is free will. Free will, man, we've been lied to, and the devil, the cosmic rato, a disharmonious arrangement, got men walking around wanting to be women and got women walking around wanting to be men. They got doctors walking around wanting to be lawyers, and they got lawyers walking around wanting to be doctors. If you got a gift, don't be ashamed of your gift. If you got a skill, if you got a talent, why have I been hiding in Christianity for 50 years? I ain't no damn Christian. I'm no dwarf idiot. But I wanted to be one. Why? I was afraid. I was ashamed of my own greatness. I know stuff. So do you. I'm psychic. I have something called discernment. I don't know why. God gave it to me. I ain't go to school. I ain't go to Harvard or Yale or Princeton or no school. I just woke up and I could sense and feel stuff. As a little kid, I could sense stuff. And I know stuff in my gut. But I was ashamed of it. So I put myself in a box called Christianity. Why? Because I was ashamed of my own greatness. So what? Brothers and sisters, I'm ashamed that I was ashamed that God loved me and made me. The fact that my mother and father couldn't see it, or brothers and sisters, or aunts and uncles, that's not my fault. I ain't ashamed no more. I'm not hiding behind religion no more. I'm not hiding in no small church no more. I'm not hiding behind the marriage anymore. I'm not hiding behind that I'm black. I'm not using that shitness as excuses anymore. Son of the King, and so are you. Let the world see your greatness, man. Let the world see who you are. That's free will. Free will is when you make it okay for you to be okay. That's free will. Free will has nothing to do with where you live and the choices and the decisions that you make. Free will is when you decide to be who the God has designed you to be, not do. Free will has nothing to do with what you are doing. You're not a spiritual doing. You're a spiritual being. And you know. Brother Jasper knows. Because I've been telling him. It's the only thing I'm telling you. Brother Jasper got threes all through his chart. Brother Jasper cannot create. He has to teach creation. Brother Jasper been doing creative shiznits I watch his pictures on Facebook. Brother Dancer posting up. He got this creative design with his hair. He's very creative with his fashion. He's very creative intellectually. Brother Jasper grossed over like 250, almost 300K. Brother, but he's broke. Brother Jasper is the most creative person I know, and I'm pretty creative. I have another client, I call her the queen. I call her queen creator. Brother Jasper is more creative or just as creative as this other client I got who's called a queen creator. She's a bunch of threes. But what's the difference between Brother Jasper and myself, and I thank you, Brother Jasper, for allowing me to use you as an example today of what free will really is. How can a man gross over $300,000 be broke? Because today was the last day Brother Jasper always told me, and we destroyed that demon today. He is always trying to find his problem. For over a year, almost 2 years of counseling with Brother Jasper, we've been focusing on finding his negative habit pattern, finding his problem. And you know what? I told Brother Jasper today, and the same thing I told Brother Jasper, J Money. And it's interesting that I just started calling him J Money. The brother is money. He's walking money. He's a walking ATM machine. But he thinks he got a problem. The brother don't got no problem. Neither do you. Ain't no such thing as problem. Somebody told him that if you don't do A, if you are, 6 feet tall and you weigh more than 200 pounds, you are obese. Really? According to whose definition? I didn't come up with that definition. So you keep your definition, bruh. I'm going to make up my own definitions. Thank you very much. What am I saying? Let me be crystal clear. You got a problem, that's not a problem. So stop saying. Brother Jasper used to always say, well, hey, Brother Will, I'm working on. Hey, Brother Will, I'm going to try. Hey, Brother Will, you know what? Hopefully, that dog don't hunt right there. Now, I'm going to punch you with some intention. Everybody got to get punched in the mouth with intention and attention. Pay attention and use your intention on purpose, not on time. What does that mean? Brother Jasper is a number nine. The number nine comes from the number 3-6. Emphasis on the number three. Brother Jasper is a four. The number four comes from number 1-3. Emphasis on the three. Brother Jasper is a five. The number five comes from number 3-2. Emphasis on the three. Brother Jasper is an eight. The number eight comes from the numbers 5-3. Emphasis on the three. What is the most predominant number in Brother Jasper's chart? Three. What does Jasper, Brother Jasper, do? This is the only client I got who chose to pay me before he paid himself. The brother rode around in Texas, and if you're from Texas, you know how hot it gets in Texas in the summer. Instead of fixing the AC in his vehicle, he chose to pay me and drive around in a hot vehicle. The brother comes up with creative solutions to all his problems, but he got problems. Really? This is the only brother not the only client, but one of the clients that give me permission to share his story and what we talk about doing in one-on-ones, why the life management system is so important, why the Kingdom EMS Training Center is so important, why you can take one piece of paper and you can change your whole entire life. You don't need 700 pages. Now, don't get me wrong, 700 pages is great. You don't need 365 shows. Now, don't get me wrong. 365 shows is great. I'm still doing it. I'm still going to get in information so you can have some reference material. When the guess what's going to happen? Tomorrow, the devil's going to come back to Brother Jasper. He's going to do the same thing to him that he's done to me. Tomorrow, everything that we talked about today, the aha moment that we got today, tomorrow, the devil's going to be right back at Brother Jasper's house in his brain, and he's going to be telling him, you got a problem. You got more bills than money. How you make $300,000 and single and no children and no bills and be broke? I'm waiting for somebody to give me the answer. I would ask Brother Jasper that. But somebody told Brother Jasper he ain't got no money. So you mean to tell me you can make $300,000, be single, and got no children? Now, I took care of a wife and five kids on $40,000 a year. So you mean to tell me you can't take care of yourself on $300,000 a year? Come on, man. Now, see, Brother Jasper don't know. I remember Brother Jasper posting on Facebook when he was in, what was it, J Money? I think Puerto Rico. Where did you go? I think it was Puerto Rico. I remember J Money was posting up on Facebook when he was down in Florida. I remember J Money posting up on Facebook. You seen his clothes? Everything matching. Matching shoes, matching shirt. Brother probably got on matching drawers. I've seen Brother Jasper's hairstyle. I've seen him do his locks. What am I saying? Just like the father told me, Negro, you ain't got no money problem. See, J Money ain't got no money problem. I remember when I thought I had a money problem. And I had 10 women in rotation. You know how much money it costs to date 10 females at the same time? Anybody? Okay, let me answer that for you, in case you don't know. A lot. You know how much a round trip ticket is to Puerto Rico? Florida? Bahamas? And all the other places that I've watched J Money go? But according to Brother Jasper, he broke. Nah, brother. You ain't broke. You ain't got no money problem. Nobody that I know has a money problem. You may have a management problem. Now, remember, he's an eight. What is eight? Money management. So what is his problem? Management. So what is his product? Management. Creative management. Teach people how to manage. How do you do? Start teaching yourself first. Another client, Brother Roman. I know Brother Roman don't mind. Brother Roman is blowing up right now. Why? Brother Roman is implementing what I've been telling Brother Roman to implement for 5 years. What is Brother Roman's? Emotional management. What was Brother Roman's problem? Emotional management. So Brother Roman is coming in, he getting a lot of clients that have what? Emotional issues. What is Brother Roman's problem? Was his problem? Emotional management. Now Brother Roman is going to be a millionaire. Doing what? Helping people manage their emotions. I don't know if you understand. God has given you everything that you need in the form of a problem. Everybody's free will is making the decision that your problem is your solution. Free will means you are going to accept that every problem that you have is a gift from God, exactly like the scripture says. And his grace is sufficient for you. Because that problem was given to you to keep you from becoming conceited. Because if I wasn't a functional illiterate, my head is already pretty big. I'm already very confident. If I wasn't a midget, so to speak, if I wasn't vertically challenged, meaning I'm not 6'5". What if I was 6'5", blonde hair, blue eyes? Oh, man. My hair would be big as New York. I would really have an ego problem. So all of my quote-unquote perceived problems are actually assets. Free will is when I make it okay for me to be okay. And free will is when I make it okay for you to be okay. Free will is when you, just like Brother Jasper, decide that Brother Jasper doesn't have a decision-making problem. Brother Jasper is the decision-making solution. Now Brother Jasper can teach me and everybody else how his mind works to come up with a way to make $300,000 driving. The brother paid for, you know how much an 18-wheeler costs anybody? This brother paid off, like he got his own 18-wheeler. He don't work, he worked for himself. Brother paid off his brother has signed up for pretty much every course that I got, and he pretty much paid in cash. Everything. Brother always made the payments before they was due. The brother is wondering, brother, again, how in the world, brother Jay Money is Daisy's birthday, in fact, knocking on, getting close to 40. Brother single, no kids. Now, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. And people, is he gay? No, brother ain't gay. How did he do that? He made choices and decisions that I couldn't make. I failed in the areas where Jay Money succeeded. Most men I know, black men especially, that are Brother Jasper's age, with his wealth, they got about 15 kids, about 15 different baby mamas, and all their money is going on child support. Now, Brother Jasper, how he did that, I have no idea. But however he did that, he should teach. He should go to every hood in America and teach young black men how not to be freaking making a bunch of babies that they ain't going to take care of, because that's what he did. I don't know how the brother not already married, but however he decided to postpone or wait on marriage, for whatever reason, he should teach that to every black man in America. Because a lot of brothers get tied down too early. They put, as I've said before, woman before work. But when I read in the scripture, God gave Adam. He said he made him and he took him. He didn't ask. And he put him in the garden. After he named everything and did everything, then God gave Adam Eve, according to the biblical narrative. Meaning, God gave man work before woman. See, I didn't get that money, Jay. I didn't get that memo, Jay Money. What I did was I got woman's, plural, more than one, before I ever got a job. I did not get the memo that you're supposed to have work before a woman. Jay Money got that memo. I didn't. So however and whatever he's done, and the devil got him thinking he got problems. No, just like everybody else, Jay Money, you ain't got problems, brother. You got solutions to problems. Teach, brother. Teach. Share your experiences and share your spirit. Make sure you put your spirit, which is God's spirit, behind your experiences. Don't just teach experiences without spirit. That dog don't hunt. You cannot teach nothing that you have not first experienced. And you cannot teach nothing that you have not first spirited, meaning that your spirit is not in it. Because if your spirit is not in it, you can't win it. Two things that Jay Money got to do to be authentic, that is free will. The same thing that Brother Jasper got to do, same thing you got to do, same thing I got to do. That is, take my spirit, that is God. God gave me the spirit. He gave me a soul, and I manifested through a body. I have a set of experiences, so do you. My experiences are different from your experiences. My spirit, my ruling disposition, the animating principle of my body, certain things motivate me. And let me close with this story that Brother Jasper told me today. He Brother Jasper told me that he watched an interview with the guy that plays Axelrod or Axl Rose in the HBO Showtime miniseries Billions. Y'all know I love that show Billions. And also Game of Thrones. Jay Money said that Game of Thrones is a modern day Billions, so to speak. The premise is the same. The actor said this. He interviewed or talked to a lot of billionaires, especially hedge fund or Wall Street billionaires. And he asked them, this is important. He asked these billionaires, this is the character from the HBO miniseries, what was the driving force? What was the motivating factor? What made them get out of bed? What was their gift? What was their talent? What was their skill? What was their diaconia? What was their destiny? What was their purpose? Why did they pursue money? All of them said, we don't pursue money. It wasn't the money. Just like me, it ain't about the money. The reason I like the show Billions is because they love the way they feel when their brain is operating in a process that makes money. They don't like money, goal, thinking, or the process, role. I've been saying this for 20 years. If you don't love the role more than you love the goal, that's not free will. You're not being authentic. You're fake. Let me say it again. If you don't love, now, I don't go to the gym, because I have a goal of losing weight. And that's why I go to the gym. I don't go to the gym because I have a goal of putting on muscle. Although I can do both of those things. I can either lose weight or put on muscle. I don't go to the gym for those reasons. I go to the gym because I love the way I feel when I am engaged in the process, in the role of putting that weight on the bar. Yesterday, I did shoulders. I love picking up those 80-pound dumbbells. Now, I don't know if you ever put 80 pounds in each hand and pressed it over your head. If you make one wrong movement, your shoulder is gone probably for life. I don't know if you come back from that. I mean, a lot of dudes blow out their shoulder. Same thing. I don't know if you've ever bench pressed 120-pound dumbbells. So next time you go to the gym and try it. Get 120 pounds in your left hand, 120 pounds in your right hand, lay flat on a bench or incline, and then press it overhead. See what happens. Now, the bar, the dumbbell. Why? The dumbbells require independent movement, and independent, your left hand can compensate for the right hand. The right hand can compensate for the left hand. Whatever hand is weak is going to get exposed if you do dumbbells. Now, if you do barbells, now remember, I love the process of balancing 120-pound weight in each hand when most people can't lift 120 pounds with one hand. I love that process. I'm not interested in building no big chest. I'm interested in balancing 120 pounds in each hand. It requires focus. It requires discipline. It requires to do that. I lift heavy because it requires a mental process. The same thing, people who make money, they make money because they love the process of making money, not the goal of putting money in the bank. That's free will. Free will is when you allow yourself to be yourself. See, I put myself in a box because I was ashamed to be a researcher. I was ashamed to use my spiritual discernment. I was ashamed, so I put myself in a box so that way I wouldn't be seen so that way I didn't draw attention to myself. There's somebody, there's a lot of people listening to me right now, you in a box, of your own creation. Why? You are afraid that your light is bright. And it is. I can see your light well over here. Take yourself out your own box of your own making and let your light shine. J Money, it's time to get out the box, home. It's time to get out the box, homeboy. It's time to shine. Brother Rome, you already out the box, brother. Now it's time for you to go to the next level. It's time for you to scale. It's time for the universe to see you, not just not just your community. It is time for everybody to shine, because that's what you made of. That's your truth. That is the true destiny of mankind, to become a part of the God kind. That is free will. Free will is you making a decision to be a king's kid and to establish the kingdom of God on earth. That is free will. True free will is when you align your design, you take your mind and you align with God's design. You take your design and you align with God's mind. That is free will. Of your own free will, you decide to be a God. That's free will. When you decide to be that, to be three things, and let me close with this. One, a partaker. Two, a joint heir. Three, a royal priest. When you decide to do that, that's free will. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I'm using my free will to make a choice and a decision today to be a son. And it is my prayer that everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, that you exercise free will and you choose to lay down your ego and to pick up your design, so that way you can shine by aligning with God's mind. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you. I can't leave my own.